There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
My Cool Inventions time on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with... Wait a minute. Oh, we're going to put the two... Hey, that's very clever of you, Richie. Aiko Shankura is here. John Cremins is here. And Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Weekend Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here. I've not put these three fellows together, but I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity because they were, all three of them, were at the hardware show in Las Vegas. And the boys from My Cool Inventions, Tommy, are all excited about all of the possibilities because of the new creations, the new inventions, the spirit that was there. And so, Akos and John, first
Thanks,
of all,
Tom.
Say hi to Tom. Three
hey,
great
Tom.
Broadcasters together. Yeah.
So where were you at in Las Vegas? We were touring around that show quite a bit. What building were you in?
Well, we were in the South Hall. We have an area called the Top Products Pavilion that we put together with a bunch of cool manufacturers featuring our new products. We had a stage there. We were broadcasting from for the entire 3 days.
I saw the top products. I remember that's where we were going around, and we saw some products we had already talked about with some of the inventions.
I have a feeling the South Hall was south of that. That was the North Hall. We saw the new inventions.
No, I
think you're talking about the new product world.
New product world. You're right.
This is a big place. South Hall was beautiful. It's the first time I've been in the South Hall. That's a brand new hall, I guess.
Yeah, but Tom, did you like the outdoor stuff?
Oh, yeah.
The patio stuff? That was actually a cool area there, especially with the beer.
And also we were saying that outdoor stuff was the year of the cooler. Did you see the amazing coolers? We came across a guy with Bluetooth cooler. Can you imagine headed Bluetooth things
up? What can you not put Bluetooth in these days, right?
Oh,
I saw a guy in the outdoor area that was selling firewood.
I saw that guy too. Yeah, because everybody needs some firewood.
You could leave it underwater for like an hour and pull it right out. It still catches on fire.
That's my kind of fire.
All right, so I thought it would be neat.
Sure, was water, not gas.
yeah, good point.
So I thought it would be interesting, feeding into the American need for new things, but also the spirit of invention. Entrepreneurialism. Tom is a very successful independent broadcaster, as are all of us. And so from that perspective, I'm a big supporter of his program on the weekend, The Money Pit. And because I like all three of you, you have an interesting energy, I figured you'd been there, that we'd spend four or five minutes, as time allows, talking about some of the specifics of what you saw, what excited you, what would you expect to come out of this that America will wrap itself around, because not everything that was there is going to be a success, right?
Well, of course not, but I tell you what, what's cool about going to the hardware show is it amazes me how manufacturers always continually reinvent the wheel. You know, they come up with a better improvement on a product every single time they go there. So, I mean, some examples of that, we had saw a ladder there, and this is a ladder by Warner, and they think, what can you do new to a step ladder? So these guys decided they were going to take the step ladder and create a platform on top of it with a guardrail. And it's called the Podium Ladder, and now it's like one of the best-selling ladders in America. And it didn't exist before a couple of years ago.
So that's the kind of thing. Tom, I don't know if you know, because I don't know that you follow this part of the program. These two fellows, Akos Shankura and John Cremins, are veterans of home shopping and QVC, that sort of thing. Akos has invented and created a number of products that are very successfully sold there. And that's how we got together, because they're trying to encourage more people to do and come into the fold. John, probably the most successful host of this sort of television television programming in the history of the media. And so they got together to try to encourage people to come up with some of these cool inventions that would ultimately make it in the arena that you're talking about or that you're in. And so when you get right down to it, the gadgets that are used around the house, could that be a premier category? I don't even know, ACOS, how much of that stuff, how much of that gets sold on
ACOS? It's monstrous. I mean, gadgets around the house is probably the core of their sort of home business outside of fashion and jewelry and cosmetics. I mean, basically everything else is gadgets around the house. Tom, there was a guy in the North Hall who invented, I don't know if you saw that, you take your dryer, you take the back elbow off where the hose goes, and you replace it with his elbow, and he had sensors built into it. And so,
I actually heard about that because my co-host Buster Segretti was telling me about it. That sounds like a really interesting idea because dryer fires are a huge problem.
Right. Huge. What are they? Hundreds of thousands, right? How about hundreds of thousands of homes are lost every year because of
that? There's a lot of dryer fires. People don't realize that even though they clean their lint trap in their dryer, that they need to clean out the exhaust duct itself.
So that was one we thought was really cool because we have a line of security products. We're trying to license it for that line. That was one. The other one I saw was over there in the same building, a booth called the Secure Booth. This guy pulls out this little flashlight. He goes, look at this great flashlight. I go, oh, great, it's a flashlight. 150 lumens. Yeah, that's awesome. It glows great. And then what he does, he bends it, and suddenly he has a USB port in it, and all of a sudden the flashlight became your power bank for your iPhones, iPads, and all your cell phones and smartphones. I go, wait a minute, that's cooler. And then he pulls off the back of it, would be exposing the cigarette lighter feature. You can stick it in your car. You charge it, it powers it, charges it.
Map light.
And then he had a magnet built to it, so if you're changing your tire, you stick it to the car. The guy kept talking, and this thing was like MacGyver. Just keep coming off of it. I go, oh, wait.
That would do really well, like as a counter item, as like a Pep Boy or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We were in the kids in a candy store. We were running around from booth to booth. Yeah. We took videos. There's a video up on our set. We took videos to see the guy with the paint, the spray. It turns any aerosol can into a gun.
It's like a handle. It's a handle you put on. Yeah. It actually sits onto the like a regular spray gun, right? Or a spray can, a paint, and makes it a handle. So then you have a little trigger you pull, and it actually pushes the button, and then you can use it that way instead of having to hold the can.
So we thought that was cool. Some guy walked by, and goes, "Well, who would ever use that?" I go, "Seriously, it turns an aerosol can into a gun."
What's not to love about that?
Yeah.
I can't go wrong with that.
I'm stuck back on this ladder we're talking about, Tom. This, what took them so long to figure out how to do this podium ladder?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? So here's another one. There's a product out. See the product called Bondic? Basically, what this is it's an adhesive. So it comes in like a pen, and almost like super glue, right? You put a couple of drops down on whatever you want to fix, eyeglasses or whatever, and it looks gooey. Then you flip the pen upside down, you squeeze it by, and a little UV light shoots out.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
You count to five, and it's solid. The guy that invented it is a dentist. And
I was going to say, that must be a dentist.
Right.
Very cool.
So we've all had that happen when you go to get a filling, right? And they shoot the UV light and shoot it. That was pretty cool. The other thing I saw was a technology that was being licensed through Westinghouse Battery. This guy had the device the size of an iPhone, and you could jumpstart a car with it.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a hot seller on HSN. There's a hot seller on HSN.
Yeah.
Wow.
They actually sell that one.
Somewhere, yeah.
It'd be handy on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what else did you see? And then we've got a couple minutes left here. What else did you see either the... what I'm liking about this is that there's a sort of correlative. Tom saw some stuff and sees the benefit of it in X way, and then ACOS and John saw maybe the same thing, and they see the benefit in Y.
The fan cool chair.
The fan cool chair. That was in your hall, Tom. It was an outdoor chair. You sat in, just like any other outdoor chair. You take
those folding chairs,
chairs,
right?
Except there was a fan built into it that was constantly fanning your back. It was built right into the chair.
I really hate when I sit in the chair and my back is hot. I mean, it really annoys me.
Oh.
Doug, what I want to know, though, is how many of these people that walk in with these inventions to a show like this are not yet discovered by a big company and walk out millionaires.
Many of them. The FanShare guy. Listen, we got to the FanShare guy. I would offer him anything for that device. I know we would make millions on the on HSN and QVC. And I missed him because he'd already signed his deal with QVC. Yeah. That was there like the second day. What do you mean you've already signed your deal? I need the deal. He goes, well, sorry.
This is basically where people walk in, just regular, small-time inventors, and walk out millionaires.
Mm-hmm. They can.
Well, a guy walks in, drops
that would be the dream. That would be the dream trip there, you know. But, I mean, the truth is a lot of hard work that goes in. But we do see the success stories, and we do hear about them. I remember years ago I met a guy named Dave Koresh, who had a device called the Monkey Hook. And what the Monkey Hook was is a thin wire that you stick into the wall, and you twist it up, and it has a hook on the end of it, and you can hang pictures on it.
Yeah, this Billy Mays. Yeah, Billy Mays did the infomercial on that.
Yeah.
Right, it's like the fastest selling or the biggest selling picture hanging hardware in America now, and it's like a, it looks like what you might if you're fiddling around with a paperclip, you unbend it, you know, and you, you form it into this shape, and you can stick it in the wall and hang something on it. That's what this guy did. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's Billy Mays, our buddy, did the infomercial on that. That was incredible. I mean, that sold like stink. It was crazy. It was basically a paperclip you jammed through the wall.
Remember when he bought it on HSN?
Right.
And I kept going, come on, seriously? This is a little metal wire.
Yeah, we're going to sell four bent wires. Basically, four paperclips bent in a different shape for $20. We were going, what? And then he goes on air, and I've never seen the phone lines light up like that. I'm going, oh, no.
All right, so there's some good stuff. Cross-stimulation, Tom Kreitler's Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program heard around the country every weekend on a lot of great radio stations. I was happy to introduce you all together. Akos Jankura, John Kremens from My Cool Inventions, all of us interested in the same thing, helping to make your life easier and better. 18 minutes after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio. Thanks, Tommy.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, nasty, responsive.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to stay big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster, then louder, and more beloved. But inside, they could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Adventure Time on the radio. This is My Cool Inventions. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura. John Creeman's our last of the My Cool Invention shows for the week. We have four people that come on every week to tell us about what their invention is and how they're selling it and how they're pitching it, that sort of thing. We had, we had a good day on Monday with Jen Luongo, got 97% thumbs up. Tuesday, not so good, 39% thumbs up for Lynn Stack and the Wind Mud. How did we do yesterday, John?
Yesterday we ended up at 69%.
All right, so far...
Rob Lynn.
Rob Lynn and that massage. I thought that was quite an intriguing thing, but I love massages and stuff, and I thought maybe that would get more people's attention than it did.
You know, my thing is with that, though, it's because we see those on all the home shows.
Do
we
you?
See that kind of stuff that's kind of, I don't want to call it hocus pocus science. But
I did.
Really?
But in a way, you know,
the you say that, what do you mean? Hocus pocus science.
Well, I mean, it's all based on.
He crossed the line. The bottom line is the guy crossed the line.
How do you mean, Akos? What do you mean?
He can't say what he said.
Oh, I know told radio, that on the air.
I know in radio, people get away with it. The bottom line is when I listen to the radio commercials, for every radio commercial, and I'm not criticizing any advertiser, but when I hear, reverse aging by taking the anti-aging pill, and I'm saying to myself, you can't say that. I mean, and the truth is the FTC is not paying attention to radio. They will one day. Oh, my gosh, they will. And when they do,
The fines are huge.
Right now they're focused on television, and they're going to start focusing on the internet, and they will get around to radio. You just can't say the words he said.
Well, my thing is, I don't know, Doug, if you remember, we had these insoles for shoes.
Yeah.
They're supposed to make you balance and all
right.
that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hocus pocus science. I mean, meaning that it's stuff that when you go into a chiropractor and they say, okay, do this, do that, do this, I'm going to touch your chest for a second, I'm going to center you, you're not going to be able to do this, you're gonna be not, and then I'm going,
I think it just depends on your personal experience. It depends on, this is where you get into sort of the gray zone, because some of them are able to do what they say they are going to do. Other people are just shucking and jiving you. And the thing is, which the good ones are and which the bad ones are. That's the hardest thing.
So, for example, remember those belts you used to wear, the electroshock therapy belts that you lose weight with?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So huge. People went to jail for that. Okay, yeah. People were putting that commercial on the air, and they were going to jail.
Now, but then I have one with the Slender Tone ad thing. Yeah. That works.
Yeah,
so, I mean it does. It actually works. My
there was a muscle. There was something you could put on that was similar to this that you could put in your muscle around your abs or legs or whatever it is, and increase the blood flow and increase the size of the muscle. That worked. But there are crazy things that are like that that don't work.
In that environment, I was hired to write an infomercial for exactly one of those products where my predecessors were in jail.
Really?
So I had to write a script. So I never forget writing the script. I wrote a 28-minute commercial that said nothing. Absolutely nothing. Perfect. For example, I showed the picture of the guy wearing it, and my first line in the infomercial was, "This man is attempting to lose weight," which basically says nothing. I could have said, "This man is attempting to quit smoking," or walk to the park. So I said, "This man has goals, and goals are important." So you have to be very creative when you're writing. When I hear some of these commercials, I hear this creativity. I sometimes hear some smart people who are writing the words that actually it sounds like you're saying something, but in fact you're actually saying nothing. So, but I don't like the science stuff. You know,
sounds like you should be a Madison Avenue advertising guru.
Yes,
how much of that stuff is this? How we make our bread and butter, but some of it's really bad. I know oftentimes when I'm asked to do live commercials, Richie will tell you that I adapt them to either my own personality or to what I think will really sell, rather than, especially if somebody says, well, do what you want as long as you hit the bullet points. So I'll take license and sell it the way I want to. That hopefully will engage people, because a lot of the stuff that gets written by the people on Madison Avenue is crud, and it doesn't work. So, but there are a lot of. But the best thing is to do as you've done. You can describe one. Using words is a powerful tool, obviously, if you know how to use them.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant!
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Inventor of the day. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. Akos Jankura, John Cremins, and me, Doug Steffen, here to pay attention to the additions that we have this week. On Monday, we presented you with Lynn Stack. Had a wind mutt. And didn't know that was Tuesday. Sorry about
Tuesday,
that.
Yeah,
that was, yeah, that was the Tuesday thing. Monday was Jen Luongo, the Diva Dolly. Done the best of any of our contestants this week. Rob Lynn here yesterday, and Akos was giving us the sort of overview of him saying things that he ought not to have said. In a minute, we're going to meet Derek Weiss. Would we pronounce the name W-I-S-S, Weiss?
Yeah, we were just saying that. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fence in a bag. This sounds interesting. The whole idea that we're trying to bring your attention to the idea of you and what you can do on your own. Every single day, you're presented with an opportunity to do something that makes your day better than whatever happened to you yesterday. And I think what you do sort of reflects on what you get. Look at the fellas that are here around all these. The three of us are examples of people who have had an idea. We have an imagination. We had a dream, if you will, and we've used our minds, thoughts or things. We've created a world that we wouldn't have had had we not used our imagination in conjunction with our gumption, if you will, with our stick-to-itiveness, with the fact that we are interested in success. I'm a survivor. I've survived lots of different things in my life, and I think that that's sort of what has allowed me to do what I do and to be relatively successful at it. And I think you guys are both the same, although Akos, your background is a little different from what I remember number than John's, but you still have that guts, the push, the drive that you need to be successful. And you can see something and imagine how that would work in a particular situation. That's a gift. So transform the thoughts that you have into reality. Use your gift. And let's see how that works with somebody like Derek Weiss. Shall we do that?
Well, Derek Weiss' gift, he came up with a concept of having a fence in a bag.
I am a farmer, and I want to know how the fence in a bag works, please.
Well, maybe you have a birthday, you're going to get together, and you're sitting out in some field or some park, and you want to fence it off. Derek Weiss has your solution. It's a fence in a bag. It's a visual barrier, a wind barrier, but it's an instant fence. I remember meeting this guy, and I thought to myself, why would anybody need a fence in a bag? I spoke to him for a few moments. I go, oh, that's why we need a fence in a bag. The guy had all the answers for it. Derek, welcome to the program.
Hey there.
So I have a question for you. Answer to our listeners here. Why would anybody want a fence in a bag?
I came up with the idea when you're camping with pets to keep your pets safe and prevent them from getting tangled up and everything. It could also be used by businesses as a portable banner at outdoor events as well.
Oh, a banner. So you can write things on the fence in the bag and advertise.
Yeah, it's just 40 feet of fabric that's 4 feet high, and you can do, you can have the fabric any type of material, so you can make it into like an advertisement or a colored fence or anything.
So you got a couple farmers here, and we both have farms and have many reasons to put up temporary fencing. So explain to us, how does it work? How does the fence actually stand in the ground, and how can you store it in a bag, and how can you carry it around with you? So maybe describe it to us a little better.
Okay, it has 5 telescopic poles. It has grommets located 1 feet apart on the top and bottom. And altogether weighs about 10 pounds and fits in the same size as a tent bag. So it's only about 2.5 feet tall when it's stored in the bag. And yeah, so it's very lightweight and easy to put up. One person could put it up, and for farmers, you could use it to protect your gardens so animals aren't going in your gardens.
So how big of a fence could I fit in a bag? Like how much fencing am I carrying when I got your fence in a bag over my shoulder?
Well, 40 feet, 4 feet high, so you'd have a 10-foot square fence.
So what about the how many poles do you get with this?
Oh, there's 5 poles.
So I suppose there's some way of keeping them in the ground and
like a pole with a stake on the bottom, so you just stake it right into the ground.
All right.
So what keeps the dog from going under it or around it, through the poles, that sort of thing?
Well, all you'd have to do, because the grommets are 1 foot apart, you just put in like the little tent pegs in the bottom of it, and they can't go under the fence.
Oh, okay.
So you pin down the bottoms.
If you got that large of a dog, you just pin down the bottoms.
What about kids? Neighborhoods. I know when we were, our kids were younger, they like to play, and they play in the street and kind of roll around and everything. I mean, if you have really younger kids and you want to keep them in your front yard where you're there, so that nothing happens. Like toys run out, or toys go down the driveway, kids run out in the street. So you can put this, I guess, around the front of your driveway.
And toys aren't going out, and so you don't see your pets and children chasing
after
them.
It's set up pretty fast.
So how long have you been doing fence in a bag? Like, how long has it been out there?
Well, I've been at this for 5 years now.
Do you sell them?
No. Actually, I have found a manufacturer in China, and what I'm trying to do is I need a minimum 1,000 unit order. But, if I can find a manufacturer that can produce a lower number, about 1,000 units.
So is this a continuous production? Is this a continuous thing of fabric, or is it panels?
No, it's continuous.
All right.
Huh. So you know what? Let's hear his pitch, because I got some ideas for him. I have some ideas for him for the China connection here. So Derek, what we're going to do is we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it, 60 seconds to win it, 60 seconds to capture the vote. You want to get everybody to vote thumbs up for you, not thumbs down. And listener, if you want to vote, go to mycoolinventions.com after you heard the pitch and hit the vote button. You can see fence in a bag there and vote thumbs up or thumbs down. If you're out and about and you like to text to 22333. 3. That's our magic numbers. It's 5 numbers, 2 2s and 3 3s. Text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, all one word, don't leave a space, or thumbs down, and that's how you get your vote tabulated. Or you can call us, 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, kind of like American Idol meets Shark Tank. Our listeners are the sharks. So, Derek, are you ready to go into the Shark Tank?
I am.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
A trench in the bank is 40 feet of fabric, 4 feet high, with 5 telescopic poles. It weighs 10 pounds. At the 2014 Impact Show in Pittsburgh, I received 2 gold medals, 1 for merit, 1 for innovation. I came up with the idea for camping with pets so the pants didn't tangled up and everything. It could also be used as a portable banner at outdoor events. This, it could be used as police services could use it to block off roads in emergency situations and help protect crime scenes. It can be used to keep animals out of the garden. So please go to fenceinthebag.com, one word, for more pictures, information, and a video. And please go to michaelinventions.com and give me a thumbs up. It'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Derek, that was an interesting pitch. Good pitch. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you out a little bit for you, because I know in the beginning, your momentum, you couldn't get your momentum. That's kind of the most important part of the pitch. You got to capture my imagination. You got to capture me. Help. I want to listen to you, and then I want to hear your solution. So what I would suggest you do is start the sentence by saying, here's the problem, and set up the problem. Maybe you're at a picnic. Maybe you're doing this. Maybe you do, like, set up the problem, and then introduce the solution. Your pitch was a little bit like I never forget when I was buying real estate. You know, there's two types of real estate agents. One that took me on a tour of the house. This is the kitchen. This is the bathroom. Blah, blah. And I fell asleep. Or the one that moved me into the house by saying, here's the bedrooms. Which one's your kid going to stay in? Which one are you going to stay in? And where are you going to keep the cups? And the, you know, so what I want you to do is move the people in. And a good way to move the people in to capture their attention is set up the problem and then show them the solution. So show them the solution, how they will affect their lives. That might help make your pitch a little more impactful. You've got a good product. You just have to maybe polish up the way you present it a little bit. And so that's kind of my advice. John, what do you think on the pitch?
I needed that image. Fence in the bag. I can understand. I mean, I would imagine what fence in the bag is. But if you can give me some real things I can grasp onto and believe in, if I were closing my eyes and listening to you at the beginning, then I would listen further.
And you want to touch everybody. You want to give them examples.
It's a big thing, because I mean, even these guys that are like on Shark Tank, and we've met a lot of them.
Right.
I mean, they have maybe 2 minutes, and I've seen inventors that'll sit there and talk and meander, and by the time the 2 minutes is over, that person has already moved on. Even if they're standing there listening to you being nice, their mind's gone. They've already moved on to the next thing.
And John Cremins is an expert at this. One of the things I remember when I was standing beside him on HSN when he was the host, he has an incredible ability to paint the picture with the product based on his own personal uses and needs. Yeah. And he does that really well.
Well, that's how this makes sense to people. It's personification. Yeah. It's how does it work for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So just a little tip for you. So the next time you're pitching the product and trying to raise funds, now you wanted to get 1,000 units. Now, 1,000 units is not a lot. You're going to have a hard time finding a manufacturer to build less than 1,000 units for you. However, is the canvas or the cloth that you're using, is it a cut-and-sew job, or is it basically you're looking for a canvas maker or a cloth maker to sew this for you and add the poles?
Well, the prototype is a cut-and-sew job, but I have looked at different manufacturers, and they'd be looking at almost like a flight material.
I'm wondering, okay. The banner makers, people that make banners?
Right.
Like, you know, we do that for some of the banners we take with us.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they don't already have material, that there's got to be some manufacturer out there that makes a material that already has grommets in the top. Or, it could be a bottom in this example, right?
You know what I was going to say to Derek here? You know how I always say don't be afraid, go to China. This might be one of those cases where don't be afraid, look around the United States of America.
Yeah, because you could cut. You know, it's. Yeah, I'm sure is, they. You think they have like a roll that's 1,000 feet long, and they just might be they cut under the length of the banner, right?
This might be a domestic. Yeah. It's a big item. Shipping is going to kill you, and this cloth is probably more readily available here in the USA than it is probably in China.
Yeah.
The poles, it doesn't really matter where you get them from, but have you looked in the United States for this?
I did, and the only quote I got was way too high, but I ended up having to retail about $150. It's the pole that is causing all the issues because it does require special molds to be made, and because they have
What are you doing out of plastic? The pole is a nylon pole, isn't it?
Basically, it's like a telescopic paint pole, but then it's the hooks on the top and bottom that are posing the issue because it requires a special welder. You can't do it with aluminum.
So what about nylon?
The pole itself
what?
Would be aluminum, but it's the top and bottom that are posing the issue.
Huh. I think you've got a great idea, and I think you can go places. And if you want to, have you ever tried maybe going one of the crowdfunding sites, Kickstarter, or even our site, My Invent Fund? It sounds like the only thing restricting you for the 1,000 units is money, isn't it?
Well, actually, no, I do have investors, but they are willing to invest. But the point is, if I invest all this money, I don't know how long it's going to take me to pay them back. And because of my good friends, I'm a little bit leery about it if I have to hold on to money.
You're going to lose your friends.
Yeah, don't borrow money from your friends. No. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, so Doug, what do you think? What I'm Doug, really leery about.
So, Doug, you've been quiet. So what do you think?
Well, I use visualization, and I'm trying to, as I listen to him, describe how it could be used or what the value is of it. It seems too small to me. That I'm just, it's confining, obviously, duh. That's what you want the fence for, is to confine whatever it is that you're trying to keep inside. But only maybe because I'm used to living on a farm in expansive places, so I'm not an apartment dweller. I don't live in a small community, and so maybe this isn't, it doesn't resonate with me at all. I don't get it.
But if you were younger and your kids were younger,
yeah,
I mean, you're a young adult, you know, back when you were, you remember that,
yeah,
you probably could have found some uses for that.
There's a little slam there.
No, I remember way back then.
Yeah. All right, if you want to vote for Derek, here's what you do: you text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can vote at 888-877-0490 or place your vote at mycoolinventions.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable, and a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof, from hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit JCPenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Ender 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Was there a reason for that, Sierra? I'm here extolling the value and virtue of Greg Stebbin, and I'm talking to myself. What an outrage! Tech Talk time. Greg is the technical editor. He's not the editor technically. He is the technical editor. But you'd probably like to be technically the editor of Men's Health Magazine, right? Would that be a step up for you?
I'm quite happy with the job.
Are you?
Thank you.
Isn't that sweet?
Can
I'm
we
glad.
Can we get to discuss my career off the air?
All right. So I have 3 things on my mind today for you. One of them has to do with selfie drones.
Yes.
One of them has to do with whether or not Walmart taking on Amazon Prime is something significant. And then I want to find out how much I could actually learn by sitting in front of various YouTube videos during the course of the day. So that's all here as time allows here on Good Day.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Plain top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of DiDario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The Grains of Paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty awesome. It was awesome.
All right, so we have Greg Stabman with us on a Good Day. Molly and Kenny and I are curious about these new selfie drones replacing selfie sticks. Story at DougStefan.com about the next big thing in capturing selfies without having to be... It's not real. How is it a selfie if a drone is taking it? You're not involved, right? Am I missing something here?
Well, I guess a selfie is a picture of yourself that you take. And if a selfie... If a selfie stick is still a selfie, you're using technology to assist yourself, then a drone is just a greater piece of technology to assist yourself.
Do none of us have any more friends anymore to take pictures?
Let me, I actually was at a conference last week in Las Vegas called Collision, and I met some guys from a company called AirDog, and there's a new selfie drone called Lily Camera. Mm-hmm. Both of these things essentially do the same thing. Let's say you're a surfer, or let's say you have a really fast car and you like to take it on mountain roads and drive fast. If you're surfing, with the AirDog, for instance, you have a wristband, and the selfie drone waits on the beach for you. When you see a wave coming, you touch a button on your wrist. The drone lifts off, flies out to where you are. It knows where you are because of the thing on your wrist. And then as you catch the wave and ride it into the shore, it knows you're surfing, so it knows exactly where to position itself to get the best video of you riding the wave.
That is cool.
If you're on a mountain road in your car, you know you're coming up to a great curve, you send the drone out, it knows you're driving, it knows the right angle to position itself to get the best
coverage. So now, here's the solution to train crashes then. We'll send out drones ahead of the train so that the engineer will know when the next curve is. That'll fix that problem right there. Drones for trains.
Well, I mean, I know you're kind of being facetious, that application of drones will certainly enable us to avoid things like, I don't know if it works in the case of a train because it's a fixed track. Right. I would think the guy driving the train would know what's coming up ahead.
Do you know that they have drones doing fashion shows now?
But that doesn't, I mean...
Just yesterday in Silicon Valley, they have a drone that will pick up a hanger with a piece of clothing on it and take it down the runway.
My God.
No use for models.
All right.
Look at the curves on that drone.
Right. Yeah. Look at the way that dress hangs on that drone. All right. Well, we got one of three things taken care of, Greg. That was good. Thanks a lot, Molly.
Sorry.
59 passed on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.